From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what happens to all those recalled toys? Where do they go? We're going to find out.
But first, nearly 100 people are missing or dead after heavy rains triggered landslides on Indonesia's Java Island. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
Monsoon rains caused mudslides and severe flooding during the night as residents slept. In the hardest hit area, residents and rescue workers combed through the debris with their hands in search of victims. Roads into affected areas about 300 miles east of the capital are blocked. Hundreds of rescue workers have been deployed. A bridge washed out in East Java, killing at least 10 people. Days of torrential rain have caused rivers to overflow their banks, inundating tens of thousands of homes. Landslides are frequent in Indonesia, where years of deforestation have left many hillsides with little vegetation to hold the soil. In December last year, flooding and landslides killed more than 100 people and drove an estimated 100,000 more from their homes in North Sumatra Island. Meanwhile, today marks the third anniversary since the deadly Indian Ocean tsunami devastated coastal areas in a dozen countries. In the hardest hit area, Indonesia's Aceh province, thousands gathered to remember those who died in the disaster. Amin Subekti with the Reconstruction Agency says the three-year anniversary marks the end of a long mourning period.
The 3rd year of commemorations is actually the end of a condolence period. And the next future is basically how then the people can face their future by their own.
The agency in charge of reconstruction plans to hand over its responsibilities to the local government in April 2009. Indonesia's Aceh province suffered a 30-year separatist war before the tsunami, which claimed about 15,000 lives. Rebels signed a peace deal with Indonesia in 2005. The conflict left behind thousands of unemployed former soldiers. Reconstruction officials say after infrastructure has been restored and reconstruction jobs drop off, the Achenese people will need more training programs to learn vocational skills for long-term recovery. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.